I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, April 20th. The city of Quincy is teaming up with the Neponset River Watershed Association to celebrate Earth Day this Thursday. The Watershed Association president, Patrick Hogan, will be giving a public presentation over Zoom at noontime on Thursday to talk about the importance of stormwater management, water pollution prevention, and information about ongoing water quality improvement projects in Quincy. Quincy for Transformative Change will be hosting an in-person Earth Day event on Thursday at Brody Beach off Palmer Street in Germantown. From 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., there will be a beach cleanup, a bring-your-own picnic lunch, arts and crafts, and informational tables. Participants are asked to wear masks and observe social distancing. Parking will be available at the Snug Harbor School. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch hopes to hear from the City of Boston soon about his request to return the 3,000 volumes owned by President John Adams. Koch wants to turn the Adams Academy building into a presidential library as the city prepares to take the academy and two adjacent vacant buildings by eminent domain for $9 million. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, April 20th.